Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne, you're the first one.
Oh, good. Hi, Fairy Keon.
Glad to talk to you, dear.
Good to talk to you, too. I'm fascinated with what happened with you, with the piece of toilet paper.
I know. At first, I thought it was a Soropa, you know, like one of those honor things that they put around your neck.
Oh, wow.
Turned into be a piece of toilet paper.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Pretty cosmic. I didn't put the whole thing in there, but I thought that was, oh, that must be a lesson.
That is pretty cosmic.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm excited because I'm going to Rome to, or I'm going to Italy for the Satnam Rasayan retreat.
When?
On December the 3rd, November 30th.
Oh, really?
And the retreat is from December 3rd through 9th.
Oh, cool.
Listen, yeah, I'm
time to do a design for that box before you go?
Yes, I will. I will.
I know I said 2 months, but now I'm just, I want to see it, that's all.
Okay, I'm going to work on it this week before Thanksgiving.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did somebody else come online?
Oh, yes. This is Kate Brenton from Kauai.
Oh, you're from Kauai?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Is it gorgeous there?
It's gorgeous here. It is. It's a beautiful day. Sun is coming up.
Yay. And
yay.
Who else came on?
Ruth Lundre. I'm from Los Angeles.
Hi, Ruth.
How are you?
Hi.
Good. Good. And somebody else who came on?
Harai.
Harai from Colorado?
Yes.
Oh, hi, dear. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Is it snowy there?
No, it's sunny today.
Oh, good. It's sunny here, too. Is there somebody else who has themselves?
Hello, Saranam.
Oh, hi, Saranam. How are you? Another Californian.
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Good. Okay, we're just going to wait until 1 minute past, and then we're going to tune in.
Okay.
We don't have a whole lot of minutes on this thing.
Nirmal Deep.
Who is this?
This is Lisa Favero from Seattle.
Oh, hi, Lisa. Glad to have
you.
Hello. Glad to have you.
And thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome. But now...
They're all getting on the phone.
Who's here?
This is Nirmal Deep.
Say it again.
Nirmal Deep.
Nirmal Deep?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
It's Nirmal Deep from New Jersey.
Hi, Nirmal Deep. Of course I know you.
Yeah.
From New Jersey. Well,
I'm Rick Carr.
Hi, I'm Ricard from Florida. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, how are you?
Good. Can I tell you a little bit about Ricard?
Yes.
Okay. If you all remember, we are all praying for Ricard for these 40 days because of her brain injury. And here, right here. Who's there?
Lieutenant Carr from Colorado.
Hi, another Coloradan.
People.
And who else?
That's Kelso.
Kelly Munoz from Virginia.
Oh, I heard Sakotar from here, right?
Yes.
And someone from Virginia.
Kelly Munoz.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi,
this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. I think we're going to
move
now. Okay?
Justin Carr from Connecticut.
Welcome. Oh, hi. Glad
to
hi. Oh, this is so fun. Oh, my friends. Oh, everybody sit. Fungus. Eyes at the third eye point. Begin inhaling and exhaling. Long and deep. Mm-hmm.
long and deep. Go deep within. Project out the third eye point. And inhale. And begin long, deep breathing. Breathe long and deep. And now continue the long, deep breathing, but exhale out of your heart center. You'll be imagining that. Still breathing through your nose, but pretending like, feeling like you are breathing out of your heart center on the exhale. This is called heart breath. Notice how it feels. Inhale and exhale. And here we are. Welcome. Did you like the heart breath?
I love it.
Yes.
Okay, good. Use it all the time, okay? We'll talk about it some other time. As you know, Baba Sidhichand invited us here. And so I'm just going to briefly say Baba Sidhichand is the yogi, the very powerful yogi who was the son of Guru Nanak. And when I wrote out that invitation, I thought, how to describe him? And he kept going, immortal, I'm immortal. I went, okay, immortal. So he's with us. He's with us all the time.
Oh, goodness.
Now, we mostly know him as a person who takes away curses and black magic. That's normally the way we know him. But let me... But of course he... Well, let's just ask. Okay, now I'm just going to stop for a minute and listen to what he says. This is the process. I have to stop and listen. I don't, like, embody his voice or something like that. I have to stop and listen to what he says and then talk to you about it. Okay. Okay, so he's saying, take heart. He says, things are not going to be as bad as you think that they might be. He says, if you stay tuned in to your soul, the direction from the higher self, the things will not freak you out. The most important part of coming into this new age is being freaked out. If you notice, this is my aside. If you happen to notice on reality shows, the biggest problem that people have on reality shows is unlocking their mind to be able to handle change. Have you ever noticed that? They go, no, I can't do that. Why? It will be a great benefit to you. I just can't do that. Okay. So be very aware that as things change, we need to unhinge ourselves from the, he's calling it the chronological way that we see things are done now. And what that means is normally when we see, for instance, if we are going to accomplish a project, we put out our goals, we put out our plan, and we go 1, 2, 3, 4. He says that's not the way it's going to happen. He says it can't possibly happen that way. Okay, I want everybody to understand what he's saying. It cannot happen, let's see, our new lives in this new time cannot possibly happen chronologically. He says that we need to give up total trust and let go of control and understand that things are going to be taken care of on a higher level. And it's the people who resist that, who have a need to follow what he's calling the stress makers.
What was that? Stress makers?
Stress makers. Okay. At this current psychological and cultural level that is going to be so difficult for anybody who wants to hang on to it. Okay, that's the reason it's very, very important for all of us, all of you spiritual, we call ourselves spiritual seekers, okay, but in fact we are spiritual livers, okay? It's time to acknowledge that and acknowledge that we are there. We are here. We are no longer grasping. We are here. And proclaim that to yourself. And let yourself tune in to the great flow that's flowing through you. I want to, one little aside here. All background noises come out to the whole group, so that if your background is noisy, you can press *6. I think that's it. And then that will mute you to the rest. And then when you want to talk, you just press *6 again. Okay? Okay, so it says your heart needs to be wide open. He says, in theory, that is absolutely the best thing for every one of us. And I'm just not talking about the people here on the telephone. You understand that. There are so many what would be called light workers across the world, people of what we might call spiritual bearing.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are dozing. I'm not going to call them asleep right now. I'm just going to call them dozing right now. we'll be waking up soon, okay? And they'll say, which way do I go? Where do I go? Okay, that's where you come in. Do you understand? There are so many people for you to help bring along the way. There are people, so every one of you is a teacher in that regard. I want you to understand that. And every one of you is a wake-up expert, okay? This is called self-acknowledgement. I want you all to totally self-acknowledge that. And understand that you are already in tune with these higher energies. Every time you tune in, Om Namo Guru Dev Namo, don't stop there. Okay? Just, I tuned in. Okay, for guidance and protection. Blah. No! That's the most incredible thing that you could ever do, is to tune in. For guidance, you sit there and you listen. You listen from your third, you penetrate the ethers with your third eye, you relax into it, and then you listen, okay? It's very important that you listen. It's whether with your hearing ability, your seeing ability, your feeling, your knowing ability, because that's where you're tuning in. That's where your connection to all that's happening on a great, I hate calling things higher level. We'll call it the more subtle level, okay? Everything is rearranging itself constantly. You understand? It's always being recalculated.
Mm-hmm.
And this mechanism is not bound by time and space. Not bound by time and space. To put it simply, it knows the future, it knows the past, it knows the present. No, the word knows is not quite the right word. It's not the right word. It means that it's calculating what we would call past, present, and future all in the current moment, you see. So that our expression, even though we're still living in time and space, it's up to us to begin to trust that time and space, that we are not bound to time and space, that it's not limiting us. In the same way that our cultural ideas of how things work, how that works now. Does anybody have a question about that? Okay. So that's the reason it's so very important for everybody to stay totally aligned. If you feel, you know, you may identify it as soul, you may identify it as Baba Siddhachand, you may identify it as Guru Ramdas, or simply knowing, whatever it is, it's very important for you to stay in tune with that. You say, I'm being told to go across country this weekend. And you go, duh, I don't know anybody there. I don't know what it's for, whatever. But you just feel it. You know it. Do it. Make mm-hmm. your life an adventure. Because you are being led, and who knows? The results of that might not be known for 10, 15 years, whatever. Okay. You just follow that inner knowing. Okay, there's no greater authority within us than that coziness that leads us. Okay, now let's see. Baba Siddhachand is saying, please sit straight. And breathe deeply. Okay, now he's saying that he's most well known as someone who takes away curses and black magic. He says, but people forget the other side. Okay? And the other side is, let me see if I can put it. Okay, it's called a rearranger of harmony. Okay. He is a rearranger of harmony. So now he's asking you to sit straight, please, and breathe.
That's a good description.
Yeah. That's our Amrit.
Yes,
it is. Sit straight and breathe. And now he's giving you this opportunity right now for anything that feels like it's stuck. Anything that's not moving. Anything that feels stressed. Anything that feels blocked. Or perhaps you're down on yourself or judging yourself or someone else. Or just can't figure out the next step. Or why is this happening to me? Any of that. Stay in neutral, but let it come up. Let that thing come up. Stay in neutral, but let that thing come up. And breathe. And now let him rearrange the harmony and the flow. Breathe with it, please. Let him rearrange the harmony and the flow. It's not something that we are controlling. We are letting him take over the computer screen, so to speak. Thank you. stay relaxed and neutral as you do this. Allow the flow. Now keep up and really make your breathing, your long deep breathing, very long, very deep and powerful. And feel it moving the energy. Good. Keep up and feel the action and the flow incorporating into this long deep breath. Allow yourself to trust. Keep up. Allow yourself to trust. Relax into trust. Good. And now allowing yourself to be grateful. Good. And rearranging your harmony. This is who you are. This is the Aquarian you. Allowing yourself to incorporate, be source, this relaxed, flowing harmony. Good. Would anybody like to share any observations about that? Who is that?
I would. This is Ajit Kaur.
Ajit? Hi, Ajit.
Hi.
Okay.
Well, I just did what you said, and I got that. I was sort of wondering about my family, my children in general.
Mm-hmm.
And something told me that that they're gaining their bearing and their grounding, and to just to keep doing what I was doing, and to just know that things were evolving and growing. And,
oh, fabulous!
And but it felt really organic and really
mm-hmm.
real.
Yes, because it is real. Good.
I know.
Thank you. Can I say a little something about you, Ajit?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Ajit is a Native American lady. She's also a Kundalini yogi. And she has a great mission as a healer and teacher the Native American way. So thank you very much, Ajit. Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Who is this? Sakatar, yes. She's our sweetie healer here from, she's in Española, but she's from Belgium. She speaks
yes.
French. Okay, please, tell us.
Well, just before, you said that Baba Siri Chand asked to breathe and to just be open for the flow. Well, just before, you said that I have that communication coming to me.
Yes. Good.
That was That was the oh my God, we said that already.
Good. So you acknowledged it, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. In the old way, you know, it's only the priest who can communicate. Heck no, that's not where we are now. Mm-hmm. Everybody communicates directly. And that's how the community and the joining of hearts will occur. It will happen, heaven and earth and heaven, and all of us together. Good. Thank you, dear.
Okay.
Anybody else?
This is Amrit.
Amrit, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hi.
I was, as I was doing the breathing, and I could feel myself being enveloped with the energy flow, I was told that a sense of peace and calm came over me, and I was told once again that my life is about to change.
Yay! Yeah. We all love that. We're all praying for you, and we're so happy.
And I'm very, very grateful.
Oh, how wonderful. Thank you so much, dear. Now, one more.
Helly?
Hi, this is Dharam.
Hi, Dharam.
Hi. I just happened to see your notification on the Internet.
Uh-huh. Oh, good.
Just like 5 minutes ago. And I thought, well, how about that? It's just about the great, well, 5 minutes before I called. I thought, well, this is just perfect. So I called in, and I'm really very grateful to be in such nice company.
Well, we're in your company, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I felt the energy shift. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the black magic, and I realized that was part of the reason I called, I guess.
Yeah.
You've had problems with black magic?
Well, I don't know if I apparently have had some kind of something going on with it, and because I felt like it was a validation of I thought, oh, I made the right call.
Oh, good. And now
I don't know if it was just that, or if it's the rearranging of the energy. But,
well, do you see how? Let me explain a little bit about what I see as a curse, or
okay.
What Baba Siddhi Chan sees as a curse. It is it's an infectious energy that holds things tight. It grabs things tight. Do you understand? So that you can't move.
Yes,
okay?
I understand. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is the opposite. You just go to him and you ask for a rearrangement of harmony, and you just did it. Okay.
Yes, I did. I feel very good with it.
Good.
I feel very freed up from it.
Oh, I'm so happy. Now, I would love to go on and talk to you all more, but the problem is that I promised you that we wouldn't go over 20 minutes, and we're at 26 now.
Well, that's fine. Oh.
So the reason I'm doing that is so that you all will, in future calls, will not feel you have to be stuck to the telephone forever, okay? That's the reason why. Okay, so I'm going, as soon as I get the recording back from this company, I will put it on the website so that you all can listen to it, download it, whatever you want to do. In order to download, I'm going to tell you what to do. You right-click on the link. At least if it's a PC. You right-click on the link, and then you choose from that menu, you choose Save Target As, click it, and then it will, then you save it to wherever you want it on your computer. So tell anybody, everybody, that you want to come and join us next week, Wednesday at 10 o'clock, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless you all. Love you all.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to sing Long Time Chan. First, we're going to be grateful to Baba Siddhi Chan for doing this for us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm going too quick here. Okay. So palms together. And inhale. May the long time sun shine upon you. All of the round gap and the pure light within you guide your way, guide your way, guide your way on. Continue to feel this beautiful rearrangement of harmony. That's your blessing.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Shalom, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.